In May 2020, Australia's foremost Indigenous singer-songwriter Archie Roach was to have embarked on his final Australian tour, marking 30 years since the release of his award-winning debut album, Charcoal Lane. The tour was cancelled owing to COVID-19, but Archie has been busy with other projects. Rob Osborne has more.
The Archie Roach Foundation, together with partner organisation Culture is Life, has launched a suite of educational resources about the stolen generation. The material will be made available to teachers, schools and youth organisations and also hosted on ABC Education. As part of this initiative, a children's book featuring the lyrics of Archie's legendary lament for the stolen generation, "They Took the Children Away," has also been released. Here's Archie introducing the book.
I'd like to talk about this beautiful book, Took the Children Away, with illustrations, paintings by Ruby Hunter, and also with the lyrics from the song Took the Children Away. We have partnered with the Culture's Life and created these wonderful resources called the Archie Roach Stolen Generation Resources, and we hope that school teachers and children will check out these resources and hopefully get something out of it to give them a better understanding of the stolen generations, what is the stolen generations, and how we work towards healing.
Although the song They Took the Children Away has become widely known, an awareness of the policies and practices that created the stolen generations is greater than when the song was written 30 years ago. Archie remains concerned that the full history is yet to be explored. Here he is speaking recently on NITV.
We were talking about Aboriginal people, whether they lived in the bush or the desert and ate witchetty grass. And nobody talked about the urban Aboriginal experience or, people living in the cities or the suburbs and the missions. And they took children away. Assimilation policy. At the start, when they took it way back, long time ago, it was the thought that they had the thought that they could breed out the Aboriginal people, the race. You can't pick and choose what pieces of history you want to present to the world.
Whatjibulik and Jarjarung woman Belinda Duarte is CEO of Culture for Life. I asked her about the significance of the book and Culture for Life's future plans.
Look, the children's book, Took the Children Away, is something that's a beautiful book. It not only has obviously the words to the song Took the Children Away, but it has some beautiful illustrations by Uncle Archie's partner, Auntie Ruby Hunter. Unfortunately, Auntie's passed on, but the artwork just tells so much about the story, not only of the song, but obviously, reflective of the discussion point for anybody that picks that up, whether it's reading to children in primary school, whether it's a young adult looking at it in secondary or older, to reflect on, Australia's history. So that book has allowed us a gateway to do some more work, not only with impact on children, but also young adults. And our next piece of work with the Archie Roach Foundation and Uncle Archie is to produce a young adult's version of Tell Me Why. He's released another book about his life story, and we are working closely to actually include the voice of young Aboriginal people in that edition. But it has also some additional work around a music workshop where a cohort of young people spent some time considering Uncle Archie's contribution to music and some of the songs he's written, and we'll be producing a song in honour of him and connected to his work.
A major concern of Culture for Life is the incidence of suicide amongst young Aboriginal people aged 15 to 24, which is four times higher than that of non-Aboriginal young people. Their objective is to build resilience and optimism, of the sort reflected in the anthemic last verse of Archie's song, where the words, "They took the children away," are transmuted into, "The children came back."
The children came back.
Archie Roach there with They Took the Children Away, ending that report from Rob Osborne.